March 12, 1933. How created things are the coverings that cover the divine will. Example of a disguised king. How creation and redemption are always an act in order to call the creature to operate together. My celestial sovereign Jesus, hide me within your divine heart such that not outside of you, but inside of the sanctuary of your heart I give beginning to the present volume. The pen will be the light of your divine volition dipped in the furnace of your love, and you dictating to me what you want to tell me, I will act as mere listener, and I will lend the paper of my little soul so that you yourself write what you want, as you want, and how you want. Mind, my lovable teacher, to not let me write anything by myself, otherwise I will make a thousand blunders. And you, sovereign queen, hide me under your mantle. Keep me defended from everything. Never leave me alone, so that I can complete the divine will in everything. So I continued to think about the adorable Fiat, and I felt myself surrounded by all created things, that each one said, I am the divine will. What you see on the outside of us are the covering, the garment that covers it, but inside of us there is its palpitating and operating life. And oh, how glorious, honored we feel, because we form the garment for the divine will. The sun forms the garment of light, the sky the garment of azure, the stars the garment of gold, the earth the garment of flowers. In sum, all things have the honor of forming the garment for the divine will, and all in chorus we make feast. I remained marveling, amazed, and I said to myself, oh, could even I say, I am the garment of the divine will. How happy I would feel. And my great King Jesus, visiting his little daughter, told me, my good daughter King, Creator, divine will means to dominate, invest and keep our life inside of each thing created by us. To create means to extend one's own life, to hide our creating will in the same thing created by us. This is to create, to call things from nothing, to enclose the all there in order to conserve them in the integrity of beauty as we created them. Now, you must know that my will is as a king disguised in each created thing. If creatures know it under these garments, it reveals itself and abounds in giving its divine acts and its royal gifts that only this celestial emperor can give. If then, it does not become known, if it is unnoticed by them, hidden, without making noise, nor show of its royal person, nor abounding and giving its gifts that only a volition so holy can give, then creatures touch the garments, but of it and of its gifts they do not know anything, and they receive nothing. And my fiat remains with the sorrow of not having been recognized, and with the nightmare of not having given its divine gifts, because not knowing it, one lacks the capacity and the will to receive royal gifts. I act as a king who, disguising himself, passes through the midst of the people. If they pay attention to him, even though he does not wear royal garments, they know him by his ways, by his face. And gathering around him, they will give him the honors of king, and they will ask for gifts and favors. And the king will award the attention of those who recognize him disguised, and he will give them even more of what they want. And to those who do not recognize him, he will pass unnoticed, without giving them anything. Even more, because they themselves do not ask him for anything, believing him to be one of the ordinary people. In the same way does my will act when it is recognized under the garments of created things. It reveals itself and it does not wait like the king to be asked for gifts and favors, but it itself says, I am here, what do you want? And it superabounds in giving gifts and celestial favors. But it goes further than the king, belocating itself, it gives its own life to the creature who has known it, that which the king does not do. Now you also can say, I am will of God, and make of yourself the covering, the garment that hides my divine will. Not only if you recognize it in all created things, but if you recognize it in yourself, if you give it the dominion in all your acts, and if all that which the covering makes of your being you place at its service in order to make its life grow in you, It will fill you so much that nothing will remain of you except just a garment that will serve only as covering. And you will be happier than all the created things, because you will be the living covering, such that you will divide together with it its joys, its happiness, and also its infinite sorrows, because it wants to be the life of each creature, but ungrateful they do not give it the full dominion. In sum, you will always live together, keeping each other perennial company, forming one single life. After this I continue to follow the acts done by the divine will in creation, and since it is always in the act of creating it in virtue of the conservation that it incessantly exercises in each created thing, so I find it always in the creating act in order to say with deeds, to everyone and to each one, how much I love you. Just for you I am creating all this machine of the universe. Oh please, recognize how much I love you. But what surprised me more, was that the eternal fiat waited for me. It wanted me together in the creating act in order to tell me, come into my act. Let us do together what I am doing. I felt all confused, and my eternal love Jesus, surprising me, told me, little daughter of my volition, courage, why do you confound yourself? In my will there is no yours and mine. The act of one must unite itself with the others and make of them one alone. Rather, as the creature enters into our volition she remains confirmed in the act that my fiat is doing. So much is its love, its loving industries, that it wants to say to the creature, we have done it together. So the sky extended, the sun brilliant with light, and all the rest, is yours and mine. We have common rights. Therefore I always have the present act, because I want the creature together with me, she for whose love alone I am always operating, in order to hear said to me in the same act that I work, I love you. I love you. I love you. Not to have an I love you in works too great and marvelous, not to be recognized, would be as if our love would remain defeated. But no. But no. In so many we must find someone who remains together with us, loving and operating, who gives us the little exchange in order to let our love find its outlet and its happiness on the part of the creature. And as she enters into our fiat, she remains confirmed and bound in its divine acts, in a way that its binding virtue binds God and the creature. And as in creation, so in redemption. There are no past acts, but all acts and act in present. For the Supreme Being the past and future do not exist, such that your Jesus always remains an act of being conceived, of being born, of crying, of suffering, and of dying and of rising again. All these acts of mine in continuous act, without ever ceasing, besiege every creature, they drown her with love. And for outlet of my ardent love I keep repeating, do you see? Only for you do I descend from heaven and am conceived and born. And you, come to be conceived together with me in order to be reborn together with me to the new life that your Jesus brings you. Look at me, I cry for you, I suffer for you. Have pity on my tears and on my pains. Let us suffer together so that you repeat what I did and model your life on mine in order for me to be able to say to you, what is mine is yours, you are the repeater of my life. And so if I die, I call her to die together with me, but not in order to make her die, but to rise again with the same life of he who loves her so much. Therefore my life is continually repeated, a past or future love would not satisfy me, nor would it be love and redemption of a God. It is the present act that has the virtue of wounding, of conquering, of disposing one to give their life for love of the one who is placing it in act for her. But, however, there is a great difference on the part of creatures. The one who listens to me and takes everything that we have done, as much in the creation as in the redemption, in the act of doing it, forms her life together with us. She feels our divine acts flow in her acts, everything speaks to her of God. On the other hand, the one who looks at them as past things, it is only the memory that she has, and the memory has not formed either divine life, or the heroism of sanctity. Therefore, Take things as they really are, always nicht, in order to always love you, and to always love me. Fiat.